a Sydney company that, I suppose, takes messages to primary schools in song. Mm. It's called Keystone Creations. It's actually written a song about bullying. Have a listen to this.
They've written a song about this because my kids react and take things in when they are put in song.
Yeah, that's right. Very common.
It's an interesting concept.
Nuala O'Hanlon is a Sydney mother, former teacher, who of course is with Keystone Creations that writes and publishes songs, educational songs for primary kids. Hello, Nuala. Good evening to you.
Hello, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Indeed. That wouldn't be a Polish name of yours, of course.
No, diddly dear potatoes. I was born in Ireland.
That's it. And you told me at this afternoon when you came to Australia with your family as a 10-year-old, and guess what? You were a bit different and you were bullied.
Yes, we didn't call it bullying then. I was excluded, so that was social bullying. I was excluded in the playground, and the nun used to have to ring the big steel bell and say, come over and play with Miss England, or come over and play with Miss Ireland, because I was born in Ireland but lived in England. And I used to feel like I was a runner-up in a Miss Universe contest or something. Miss Ireland, come over, Miss England.
Listen, would it be fair to say that when bullying occurs in the playground, the girls probably are very good at it verbally, but the boys are better at it when it comes to the physical bullying?
I would agree with that. The girls, they do it in very subtle ways.
Oh, man, they're just like nasty, aren't they?
Very, a look, or just whispering and looking at you, or just turning their backs and not letting you be in the group. And that's how I felt. I'm still looking for the right support group.
But what you've done is use your experience and created this genre, I suppose. The point you make is that children learn through singing. Young children learn through singing. The point that Muzz made with his kids.
Children learn what they sing. Not just that, they have fun doing it, they love it, and they remember what they sing.
Yeah.
So from years and years of experience in the field, I mean, I've always sung with the children in schools.
And so you were a teacher, weren't you, of course?
Yes. And so is my father, my sisters, it's the long line of teaching. And so my father used to sing us to sleep with all the Irish rebel songs, and so I've learned Irish history through song. At the knees of my father, who was a wonderful old English headmaster. Now, I have always sung with the children, and they always love singing. So I thought, well, we need to have them singing what they're learning in school, curriculum content, and let's make it values-based. So these songs will actually deliver values, but they're at the same time they're helping support curriculum content learning in primary classrooms.
Is there a peak time in their education where a song like that is going to have some influence, whereas if you played it to kids that may be a little bit older, they'll sit back and go, what's this stuff?
You know, it's really interesting because I've taught boys in year six before I wrote these songs, and this is why I wrote them, I used to take in Casey Chambers and Delta Goodrum, and they think, oh, this is really nerdy, but they would end up smiling and you'd get them tapping the ruler, and, you know, they were engaged with it because music soothes the savage beast, and it does, it gets people, it unites people.
Mm-hmm.
So I was asked to do a year 5-6 assembly, and I ended up writing Keep It Clean, our environmental rap song that's used around Australia in schools, getting children to clean up the playground, compost their rubbish. And we performed that at an assembly, and the boys had their guitars out and the girls were doing the rap dancing, and it was just such a hoot that we decided, okay, you know what, I'm stopping teaching and I'm writing these songs so that they can learn everything through song.
You got heaps of material on your website, Keystone Creations. I want to ask you this, put your teacher's hat back on, Nuala, if you would. In the Herald today, a lot of letters about this, and basically under the heading, it's not wrong to defend yourself against a bully. As a teacher, what would you say if you came across an incident of bullying in the playground? It's not wrong to defend yourself.
I would say you go and look for someone to help you. You call out, you walk away first of all. You walk away, call out, go and look for somebody, an older child or a teacher. There will always be someone on playground duty in a school.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it saying about our society where our children are feeling unsafe in their own playgrounds, where children don't want to go to school because they're scared of being bullied.
It doesn't say a lot, does it?
Is it going to stop the bullies from doing what they do? I mean, you've been bullied, and the reaction that we got on the phone here last night, people that have rung that had been bullied, they were sitting back and just cheering quietly for this bloke that picked this kid upside down and stood up for himself.
I felt really sorry for that boy. My heart was breaking for him. He had taken so much. But, you know, I'm never an advocate for violence. And I think prevention is better than cure. And, you know, there's a lovely saying, it's easier to build strong children than it is to repair broken ones. And I think if we can prevent it, rather than having to deal with it, you know, the broken pieces at the end, I think if we can get in at the beginning, at grassroots level, with kindergarten children right through primary school, they're internalising the messages in this song as a whole school positive behaviours approach to this issue, then we're all on the same page. We know what's expected in this school. You're all welcome. You are all very welcome. But we reject this negative behaviour. It is not acceptable and it will not be tolerated. If everyone understands that right from the get-go, then I think we can try to nip it in the bud. Mm. And, you know, singing is the language of today's youth.
Mm.
It really is. And it's a very highly effective medium for delivering these messages.
Great to talk to you, Nuala. The young people featured in your song are from St Kieran's Catholic Primary at Manly Vale, I understand.
They are.
Little beauties. Is that your school? Was it a school you had?
My children went there and I've taught there.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Fair enough. That's your feature then.
Yes, I'm really happy that you mentioned their names because they will be absolutely thrilled.
Oh, good. And listen, congratulations. I think it's great. And can I commend the website too, Keystone Creations, you know, with the W's in front and so on. There's a lot of material on there. I'd spent half an hour looking at your website this afternoon.
Please drop by and visit.
Yes, indeed.
.com.au.
Keystone Creations. Good to talk to you, Nuala.
Good to talk to you.
On this St. Patrick's Day. Okay. Here you go. There's some parents. Big yay for the day, say, Kieran.
Trying to annoy someone does not feel good, really.